Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Gabon. The Mayor's with me, Kevin Beattie. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Neil, and good morning to your listeners.
Mate, firstly, let's talk about the Malong Police Station. The police station there has closed, unfortunately, but I think everyone needs to know that the police are still there and working as usual.
Yeah, Neil, it's a bit sad, actually. I've spent a lot of time in that police station myself, as you know, and some of the listeners would know.
Yeah.
Superintendent Kentwell contacted me last week to tell me that the police station is being closed, and not closed as in the police, as you mentioned, moving out of there. They literally have moved out of there, but they still will be working from a temporary set up out the front of the police station for a while. Reason being is that the building has been deemed unsafe.
Wow.
It's got major structure issues, which is very, very sad.
Yeah, absolutely. It's up to the state government to fix that, I would have assumed. But I guess what people need to know and be aware is that the police are still there.
Yeah, exactly that, mate. As I said, there's a temporary bus out the front, which the police will work from that bus until such time as something better is arranged. And he tells me that hopefully towards the end of this week, they may have a temporary building set up at the side of the police station, and then into the future we're going to find out what we can do with regards to perhaps repairing the damage there, or a new house for them to sit in.
Absolutely right. Okay, all right. Mate, let's move on. I've been driving around a bit around the region. Spring, it's certainly been good, hasn't it?
Oh, look, great conditions, Neil, and look, at one stage there, with all these storms coming in, there was a little bit of a worry there. The farmers have gone through the drought. Now they've had a great winter and into spring, and there was a bit of concern that they might not get the hay off or the crops off. But as we drive around, there's plenty of hay sitting in the paddocks, ready to put in sheds, and the crops are coming off, so it's great for them. But with all that goodness comes some badness. We have had a lot of weeds emerging around the shire, in particularly St John's wort, which is highly toxic to stock. So what we're asking is anybody out there travelling on the roads and so on, or if they've got weed problems on their properties, please contact council and let them know, and we can get something done about it.
Yeah, all right, good news. Now, Christmas lights competition, just a reminder to residents of Gabon, that's on again.
Yeah, our Christmas light competition's on again this year, so get those lights and displays up. So there'll be some wonderful prizes and gift vouchers for each of the villages, of a residential prize, and also a business for each business prize for each of those villages as well. So get those decorations up. Yeah. And be quick, as entries will close on the 4th of December.
Okay, just next week till that date comes along. Now, talk to me about the Gabon settlement strategy. What's happening here?
Yeah, look, Neil, over the next few weeks, we'll have staff out in each of the villages talking to them about the Gabon land use plans. So it's important. It's the future of our land use for the next 10 to 20 years, so it's important people have their say. So please check our website for those details, and there'll be advertising in papers and on the website when our staff will be in each of the villages. But over the next few weeks, that'll be taking place. So it's important that people have their say about what's going to happen to their particular villages and what we can do with any sort of land use.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm with the Mayor of Gabon, Kevin Beattie. Mate, I'm coming to Malong tonight. Tomorrow night, rather. I'm going to be playing at the Sweetness Cafe there, so looking forward to that one. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a good day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks again, Neil.